Christopher, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Christopher, first of all, congratulations for Aram Aram's nominations for the Glendale International Film Festival. Is Aram Aram your first movie?
Yes, this is my first full-length feature film that I directed.
About the movie, when did you feel the need to make a movie about LA's Armenian community and why that particular subject?
Well, I grew up in Los Angeles, and I grew up in an area called the Valley, which is adjacent to a rather large Armenian population. And I had an inexplicable curiosity about that culture growing up. It was a culture that was very much insular when I was growing up and very separate from other cultures. And so since I was young, I always was curious about this culture, but never really had access. And then when I was in my 20s, I started out working on movie sets. And I made my first Armenian friend one day on a film set. And we sat down and we get an hour off for lunch. And he regaled me with stories about the history of Armenia, how they're the first Christian nation, about something called Armenian Genocide. All these things that I had really never had exposure to, despite growing up just, you know, a kilometer, a mile away from a big Armenian community. And that somehow grabbed me. And I found myself on the internet at night researching about this Armenian culture that I had just learned a little bit about. And this young man that I met that kind of sparked my curiosity and my imagination, his name was Aram. And what happened was when I was starting to read these stories about immigration, of Armenian immigration to Los Angeles, I found this website where people are sharing their stories. I realized that this is the story of America. This is, the details are very specific to Armenians depending on what their ethnicity is and when and how they emigrated. But it's the story that happens with every generation of America of struggling to figure out one's identity when they come to this new culture. So that's when I got this idea. I said, I've never seen this movie, but I would be interested to see it. A story set in this community that's rarely portrayed in American cinema, but tells a story that we can connect with regardless of our race. And that was the challenge that inspired me. So I just blindly pursued it.
So the name Aram comes from the friend you met?
Originally, it's the name of the lead character of the film, and he's a 12-year-old Armenian boy who's sent to America to live with his grandfather after a tragedy. And so the title of the film is something emotional that you'll probably see in the film about how we feel about his character as he goes through his journey.
I presume the movie was received well by movie critics?
That has been one of the most, there's been a lot of heartaches and a lot of amazing miracles. And we premiered at a rather huge film festival called the Los Angeles Film Festival. And that allowed us to get reviewed by critics on a level that is very rare for a small independent film. The Hollywood Reporter, the Los Angeles Times, LA Weekly. And we were very lucky to get extremely, extremely positive reviews.
Christopher, what about Armenians? How it was received by LA Armenians and diaspora Armenians? Was there a difference between how Armenians in different countries perceived the story?
You know, that's a fascinating question, one that I was curious about, because after we premiered, we then ended up going to film festivals all over the world. We've been to Canada twice. We've been all the way to Armenia. So I didn't know how these communities would react, because America is one thing. This is a story that happens in our community. So in Los Angeles, it got an overwhelmingly positive reaction, which was amazing to me. And the most moving moment for me was after one of our screenings at a big movie theater, this old Armenian lady came up, probably like 75 years old, and she grabbed my hand. She grabbed it and squeezed it so hard, and there were tears in her eyes. And she said, "Thank you for telling the story." Because in the story, it's about a boy who comes to America and he gets confused looking for a father figure, and he falls in with the wrong crowd. And it's about what's going to happen. Is he going to follow his grandfather's ways, his values of his Armenian heritage, or is he going to become sort of like this, a lost kid in this new world? And she was squeezing me, and she said, "We never, in my family, this happened to us, and we don't talk about it. But now we just saw this movie, and now we're going to be able to talk about it." And I didn't know that's what was going to happen with the film, but to me, I just got the chills, and I felt like we just made something with heart. And it's communicating on a level that's bigger than the film. And that was very exciting and very meaningful.
Christopher, even though the story is about Armenians, does it have a universal message and appeal that even non-Armenians feel attracted to the story?
Yes. I had another surprising experience, which is a Korean girl came up to me once after another screening. And she said to me, she said, this movie is fascinating because this exact story plays out on my block every week. I live in Koreatown, which is a very insular Korean community of Los Angeles. And she said, this happens all the time because we have such a big community of immigrants, but it happens in our language, in Korean. And that to me was a sign that maybe we were on the right track because we were trying to tell a story that's universal, which is about a child seeking a father figure, looking for his identity. And if we did it right and we did it with great performances, with authenticity, it could connect regardless of what color our actors are and what language they're speaking.
Christopher, you chose Armenians as your main actors. Was it easy to find good Armenian talented actors?
The casting was the biggest and most controversial challenge in the process of making this film. I felt strongly that as an outsider, I had no right to really make this film or to say that I think I know how an Armenian character would think. So I told my co-producer, I said, I'm only going to make this if we can cast Armenian actors who represent their actual ethnicity. So the grandfather is Hayastansi. He's played by a Hayastansi actor. The boy comes from a mixed family, and he came originally from Beirut. And this boy is actually, his mother is originally, is a Beirut Ahai, originally from Beirut. And so the problem was that when you do casting in Los Angeles, everybody thinks all you care about is how people look. So 99% of people would show up. They think they look Armenian. I'd ask them after the audition, I'd say, that was a great audition. Are you Armenian? They're like, no, I'm Italian, but I can act Armenian. And I said, no, I'm sorry. We really have to go for authenticity here. And after a month of casting, we still hadn't had enough actual authentic Armenian actors come in. It's hard to reach them, and we had to postpone the entire shoot or cast non-Armenians in the lead roles. And postponing a shoot a month is a very, very scary thing because the delays make people lose faith, and sometimes a film can collapse. But luckily, nobody lost faith. We all stayed united, and eventually we found what I personally think are phenomenal actors.
So were they trained, experienced actors or first-time actors?
So there's basically four main characters. The lead is Aram, played by John Sevagrohinian. He had done a little bit of commercials or music videos and short films, but he had never actually acted in a lead role in a movie before, a feature film. So he went from being a sort of an amateur actor to being a total professional over the course of the filming of the film. The grandfather character is played by Levon Sharafian. And he is an extremely famous actor who lives in America, but he's originally from Yerevan, Armenia. And he is like Laurence Olivier of the Armenian acting world. He's been in every Shakespearean tragedy. He's been in 30 films, 500 episodes of television. He's without a doubt the greatest, most experienced actor I've ever worked with. He's a phenomenally talented, extremely talented actor with tons of experience. And then the third male character, who's his sort of antagonist, was played by Sevak Akoyan. And this was not only his first movie, but I found out only a few months ago, it was his first audition ever. And he was in acting school when he auditioned. And I had no idea because he gave a great audition. And so I just assumed he has talent. I don't care how much experience he has.
Christopher, you're not an Armenian. So what qualities you were looking in Armenian actors?
Well, the way I do auditions is maybe a little bit unique, which is that an actor comes in, they have a scene that we gave them, and I just tell them to do the scene however they want, and we record it. And then if it's no good, it's not interesting, and it doesn't feel real in any way, and I don't think they're talented or right, we just say, thank you for coming in, and that's it, move on to the next person, because you see hundreds of people. But if I see something, some sort of spark, what I do then is I give them a direction deliberately that's exactly the opposite of what they planned. And the reason I do that is I want to find out as quickly as possible, can this person hear direction and can they digest it immediately under pressure and create a real situation? Because that's what great acting is. And so that's what I would look for. So with all of our actors, except Levon Sharafian, who his reputation sort of preceded him, that's what I would do in the audition. And if in both cases with John Sevagrohinian and Sevak Akoyan, I would give them direction. It took them a little bit. You'd see in their eyes, they would get it. We would do the scene, and you could feel the energy change in the room. And that, to me, is a talented actor that I can work with.
Christopher, you mentioned you visited Armenia. Your impressions from Golden Apricot Festival and how it was received in Armenia?
Oh my gosh, it was one of the most magical experiences of my life to go to Armenia with this film. First of all, I was blown away by the beauty of Yerevan. I never expected it was such a charming, beautiful city with people sitting outside and drinking coffee and talking till 3 o'clock in the morning. And I loved it. It was a beautiful, beautiful theater, beautiful experience. And I was a little worried to see how it would be received, because this is a story about immigrants, which is normal in America. We're a country of immigrants. But Armenia is exactly the opposite. It's a culture that's been there 8,000 years or more. So I was worried that people would say, I don't know why you're showing me this movie. But after the film ended, a woman came up and gave a speech. And she talked for like 5 minutes in Armenian, and nobody translated. Everybody was listening. And I got very worried because I thought maybe she was saying that she thought it was a terrible movie. But it turns out she was saying that it was a wonderful, moving movie, because there's so many diaspora and there's so much immigration from Armenia that everybody in the audience was 1 or 2 degrees removed from somebody who had a child or a nephew or a godson who had moved to a new culture and struggled to find his identity. So it was very moving to me to see that that community in Armenia embraced and was emotionally moved by our film.
Christopher, in Armenia, the movie was shown in English, or it was translated or subtitled?
No, so we had all Armenian actors playing all the lead roles. And in our rehearsals, I said, this script is written in English, but I don't want to make one of those fake movies about immigrants where they say one sentence in their language and then they speak the rest of the movie with a British accent. I think it's offensive. So we are making an independent film. We're completely free creatively. We don't have a studio behind us. In every scene we rehearse, I want to talk about if in real life, will this character speak to his grandson in this scene in Armenian or in English? And if it's Armenian, we're switching it because we want authenticity in our performances. So as a result, it's actually a film that's heavily in Armenian, because it's very common, at least in Los Angeles, that Armenian families will speak Armenian to each other rather than having an argument in English, their second tongue. So our film is subtitled in English when it's in Armenian, and then some other scenes, maybe 30%, is in English.
Was it difficult to finance the movie?
It would have been. We did it a very unusual way, which is that I had already been working, directing commercials and television promos, and so my company already had assembled the equipment we needed to make the film. That was my plan, was to take what I had been doing for work, I've been working a lot, and to try to figure out how do I make an independent film on a small budget but with a great emotional impact. So as a result, we had very, very little need to invest money in the regular way, and we shot a lot of our locations were practical. So we shot Arsene, the grandfather, has a shoe repair store, and we shot in an actual shoe store that's owned by an Armenian man who immigrated from Yerevan. So when we show it up there to shoot, we don't have to change anything. We don't have to create a fake space because we're capturing a real space that's part of our culture in Los Angeles.
Has the movie changed your perception of Armenians since you got much closer to them?
Oh, yes, yes. I feel like the more I learn about Armenian culture, the more I learn how little I really know. Because it's such a profoundly complex and deep history that I'm sort of constantly humbled coming from America, where we have only a couple hundred years of history. It seems a lot simpler. But the values that I've seen in the families is something that resonates, because it's the same values I grew up with in my family. And I really admire that a lot of Armenians I've met have been through a lot of difficult things, whether I've met them in Yerevan or I've met them here or in Boston or New York or Montreal or Toronto. And many people have shared their lives and their stories with me, especially when I was researching the film. We put a lot of real people's stories into the film, hidden into the film. And to me, I have a great respect and gratitude for the people that shared their stories with me from the Armenian community. They helped to make the film more powerful and more authentic. And I admire the tenacity and also the sticking with the family. That's such a strong part of Armenian culture. It's something that I'm inspired by, that I don't have a family now, but when I get married and have my family, I want to take those kinds of values, and I hope I imbue them into my children.
Christopher, you're a first-time director, and you made a movie with first-time actors. What were some of the challenges you had to face?
Well, we had a lot of challenges. I'd say the biggest challenge after the casting was the fact that our lead character is 12 years old. And I said to the parents, his parent, John Savagrahanian's parents, who are wonderful people, I said, we're not curing cancer, we're making a movie. I want to make sure that when we finish filming, your boy returns to you as a 12-year-old. And so the difficulty with that means that you shoot very short hours, because if you're normally an independent film in Los Angeles would shoot 12 to 14 hours every day, very long hours, and you can get a lot of pages of your script shot. But that would be unethical with a young child, with a 12-year-old child, even though he's an extremely mature and intelligent one. So the hardest part was we're doing scenes that sometimes in a language that I don't speak, so we have a translator helping me to understand that there's been an error. But also the hard part was that our schedule had to be twice as long because we were shooting equivalent of 8-hour days, which is generally unheard of in independent film because that's almost half as many hours a day as you normally would shoot on a low-budget film. So that made it difficult because it just takes longer and you can't get as much done. So that was very stressful. But otherwise, it was very exciting to see scenes that were in my head when I was writing alone and to see great actors making them into something that felt like a real moment. Very exciting.
Christopher, who wrote the music? Was it original?
Yes. So there's two kinds of music in the film. There's the scoring and the soundtrack, which I actually tried to find an Armenian-American composer, and I couldn't find anyone who was quite right. So I ended up hiring this amazing composer named Katie Jarzabowski, who critics have actually singled out her work. She's extremely talented. And then we have an art to music that you hear. It's basically what we call diegetic sound, which is sound you hear in the scene. So somebody listening to the radio, somebody listening to music in their car, somebody, you know, music that kind of occurs in real life. And what we did is we took an arc as the boy goes from being influenced by his family to being influenced by other boys in America, the Armenian teens and young adults. The music changes from Armenian classical music, say, for example, Komitas, my favorite classical Armenian composer, and then it transforms into contemporary Armenian and Armenian-American rap. And we found real artists in Yerevan and in Los Angeles, a guy named Narek, another one called Nazo Bravo. There's a many, many amazing Armenian and Armenian-American rappers. And we put their music, got their permission, and put their music in the film to represent the psychology of Aram as he starts changing and becoming more Americanized.
Are you looking forward to your visit to Australia?
Oh, I am so excited to go to Australia, and I'm so excited to share this work that we spent so much time and so much heart went into with the community in Sydney, Australia. It's a dream to think that this work that a small team of people that are very passionate about making movies can make something that can resonate and take our story around the world. It's extremely, extremely exciting and moving for me.
Christopher, thank you for the interview and looking forward to your visit to Sydney.
Thank you. I would just like to say to the community in Sydney, thank you so much for inviting us, and to everybody in that community, Armenian community here in Los Angeles and beyond, who supported us. I'd like to say just merci and shnorikalsun. From my heart, I appreciate it.